Haynes's drinking water is dwindling at Lily Lake, and a dog sled tour near Skagway was forced to relocate. On tonight's news, how hot weather and low snowpack are affecting all corners of the Upper Lynn Canal. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. The stories are up next. Dry weather and a low snowpack have reduced the amount of water in Lily Lake to historically low levels this summer. The lake is one of the main drinking water sources for Haynes. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the Municipal Water Department is working around the clock to keep water flowing down the line.
This is the main water line that comes from Lily Lake. It's 10,000 feet of line, almost 2 miles. Goes right to the lake.
Dennis Durr is the supervisor for the Haynesboro's water treatment and sewer plant. He helps ensure that the water coming from the town's main water source is safe to drink. But right now, the plant is not processing enough water to keep up with demand.
We're making 130 gallons a minute right now. Normally, this time of year, we should be making at least 250,000 gallons a minute. So we're not keeping up right now, but we are making water. That's good. That's keeping us in the ball game here.
Nobody at the water department has seen Lily Lake reach levels this low before. Durr says a bad snow year and a dry summer are to blame. He spent Sunday night camped out at the lake, keeping an eye on the mainline pipe that transports water to the plant. Now, the lake will not dry up. There's plenty of water in there. The issue is how the water gets out of the lake into the water mainline. The mainline uses gravity to transport water downhill from the lake to the plant. But the water level at the lake is so much lower than normal that it has revealed a problem with the pipe.
It just has a slight hump in it. And so that now the water won't actually gravity feed down. So right now pumping is our only solution.
But that's only a short-term solution. Pumping water directly into the pipe can't make up for the low water levels indefinitely.
Rain is a good solution, but you're going to need a lot of it to be able to bring that lake up to the point where we're getting gravity again.
Durr says at some point they're going to have to make some sort of adjustment to the main line. The water department has brought in an engineer from out of town to come up with a preliminary plan to either replace a section of the water line or lower it. They won't be able to do that right away, though. Usually, Lily Lake provides about 80% of the town's water. But as the water department works to resolve the pipeline issues, they're relying more on other springs, wells, and water tanks around town.
So right now, we're okay with we've got water, but we're just in anticipation of us not able to make water. You know, we're just kind of advising people that there is a potential for a boil water notice if there's a loss of pressure.
Durr says the areas of town that could experience a loss of water pressure first would be Small Tracts Road, FAA Road, and Mud Bay Road. In the meantime, the borough is asking residents to restrict all outdoor sprinkler use and report any changes in water pressure or leaks to the water department. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
Record-breaking temperatures are searing the globe. One spot where evidence of that heat wave is especially apparent is on a glacier near Skagway. Icefield Expeditions operates a dog sled tour on Denver Glacier above the city. Their hopes for a full season melted in the heat wave. About 6,000 feet above Skagway, hundreds of sled dogs spend the summer taking tourists for rides. The camp looks improbable, perched on a high glacier, nestled between jagged peaks. Rows of doghouses and tents form a tiny spot on the blank landscape. Icefield Expeditions has been running tours since 1999. They fly tourists up to remote glacier camps by helicopter and take them for a spin with professional dog sled teams.
Real quick, on our left here is our photographer, Riley. She's going to snap our photo in a moment.
It's a way for elite dogs from around the country awesome. To stay active in the off-season when they're not running the Iditarod or the Yukon Quest.
It's kind of like low-grade weightlifting.
Musher Matt Hayashida is the general manager for Icefield Expeditions.
Even though these are all ultra-marathon racing dogs, some of the muscle building that the dogs get through our tours, it helps benefit them and prevents injury later on in the racing season.
It's also a way for mushers to stay employed. Hayashida's been with the company since the beginning. He was a young musher, fresh off his first few Iditarods, when he signed on for the off-season. He spent his summers on the glacier to fund his race kennel.
You know, my mom always said, follow your passion and the money will follow. I'm still waiting for the money part, but what better way to promote the sport, still have the dogs get exercise, and for us to make some money to help feed the dogs throughout the wintertime too.
But even though summer tourism in Skagway is still in full swing, the camp on the Denver Glacier is gone. The season closed early because there wasn't enough snow to run the tours safely.
Over the last couple of years, precipitation and snowpack conditions across southeast Alaska has been below normal.
Aaron Jacobs is a hydrologist for the National Weather Service in Juneau. He says regionally, the snowpack is less than half of normal.
But the bigger thing, I think, is the temperatures. Temperatures have definitely warmed. The trend over the last 10 to 20 years, that temperature has been rising.
Another piece of the puzzle locally is the pollen that swept through the Upper Lynn Canal this year. A lot of it blew up onto the glacier. The dark matter of the pollen absorbs sunlight, and it accelerated snowmelt. Much of southeast Alaska is experiencing drought conditions this summer. For hydrologists like Jacobs, this weather is charting new territory. That means businesses that depend on snow have to adapt to survive. Icefield Expeditions is doing just that.
We just move way further up elevation.
Hayashida has seen low snow years before, but nothing like this. This year, conditions pushed the camp off the Denver Glacier altogether. The season that usually runs through September ended in July. But the company also runs tours on the Mendenhall Glacier above Juneau.
Same deal over there, but we had an option over there.
They had to scout new, even higher altitude terrain on the Mendenhall Glacier. But it was flat enough to set up camp and run tours. So they moved 240 dogs and 60,000 pounds of equipment from the Denver Glacier above Skagway to camp on the Mendenhall Glacier.
And we're still operating there and probably will into September.
It's riskier to be further up. Conditions can change at any time, potentially canceling tours. But the team knows their stuff, and they're happy to be running at all. So to ride with the dogs, you have to get way up above Juneau on the Mendenhall Glacier. Luckily, it's been good weather for flying. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.